Blog Talk Radio.
Shall fulfill the lust of the flesh. I'll repeat. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affection and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. I cry with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord. I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried. I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved, because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Princes have persecuted me without cause, and my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as the one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul hath the testimonies and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgment help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. Let us give God the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. invites you to join their social Christian network. Membership is free. Our social network is dedicated to the Christians throughout the world. Here you can connect with fellow Christians around the globe and witness to the non-believers. Join us in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to impact the world. Visit us at www.myhocm.com. House of Christ Ministries Christian Bookstore invites you to join our membership mailing list. We will never rent, sell, or share your email address with any third party. As a registered customer, you're entitled to a number of benefits, including the special pricing on the Industries Absolute, best prices on your products via email. You will enjoy savings of up to 50% on brand name products from top suppliers, top manufacturers, and more. Visit us at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. House of Christ Bible College. If you sense the call of God on your lives, or you desire formal biblical training to equip yourself for ministry, and you're praying to find the right seminary or Bible college for you, here are two reasons why you should put House of Christ Bible College on your short list of schools to consider. Our students are prepared to start a new church or revitalize an existing congregation. We are probably the only Bible college where you will be trained in web ministry. Doing web ministry in the 21st century requires that we be able to leverage all the tools available to us. We are committed to claiming the web for Jesus Christ. Visit us at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministries at www.reverseofrevival.com. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. now supports food for the poor. We need your financial support in our effort to raise funds to assist their work. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Food for the Poor was named by the Chronicle Philanthropy as the largest international relief and development organization in the nation, which feeds millions of hungry people throughout the countries that they serve. Their Christian relief programs and projects are helping children and the poorest of poor by providing food, housing, health care, education, water projects, emergency relief, and micro-enterprise assistance in the Caribbean and Latin America. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you will find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code 501c3. If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., 6401 Lions Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Please write on the check's memo line SC80192 to ensure proper tracking. Once again, if you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to 6401 Lions Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Please write on the check's memo line SC80192 to ensure proper tracking. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey.
House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371,
Elmont, New York, 11003. To our distribution of free copies of the Book of John and Romans in English, French, and Spanish. These books can be used for evangelism, and they are absolutely free. To our Social Christian Network, to our online Bible college, our posting of Words of the Day on numerous websites, to our online Christian bookstore. We are reaching thousands throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the old world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and to have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to the world. If the Lord leads you to support this ministry by giving, it will be an investment in the future of this generation, both for this life and eternity. Together, we can make a difference. If you'd like to send your prayer request, or share a testimony, or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code 501C3. As we continue on this spiritual journey, I would like to share our statement of faith with you. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the church of God, which is in Christ at his return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark chapter 16, verses 17 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following them. Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 says, when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
Burn in me, burn in me, let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. We'll be right back.
Our lesson in a series, Understanding the Gifts of the Holy Spirit. Tonight's lesson will be emotions. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit burn in me. Come, Holy Spirit, and baptize me with the fire of your love. I have surrendered to the best of my ability, and now I want to be filled with your Spirit. I need your power in my life and ministry. Please come and fill me now. Lord, I believe that when I surrendered to you as Lord, we became one. You are the vine, and I am the branch of the vine. All that you are is within me. My life flows from you. I believe that as I yield and ask, you will release your strength, your wisdom, your healing to meet the needs of the hour. Father, in the name of Jesus, I yield now to receive your sanctification gifts of Isaiah, as stated in chapter 11, verse 2. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Amen, and praise be to God. Our lesson for tonight is emotions. Galatians chapter 5, verse 24 says, "And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts." The Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary defines emotions as the affective aspects of consciousness, feelings. It is a psychic, mental, and physical reaction as anger or fear, subjectively experienced as strong feeling and psychologically involving changes that prepares the body for immediate vigorous actions. It involves affections. Emotions are also mental feelings, thoughts, that often cause a person to respond in a certain way based on how they perceive those thoughts. Emotions can cause a person to act impulsively based on what they feel rather than on the truth. Emotions' roots, both for good and bad emotions, are in the mind or psyche of a person. Some emotions are love, joy, sadness, reverential fear, respect for God's authority, anxiety, nervousness, peace, sympathy, anger, rage, passion, desire, fear, offense, covetousness, hate, sorrow, and reverence, etc. God's intent for emotions. God's intent for emotions was for man to experience the heights of joy, peace, happiness, contentment, satisfaction, love, forgiveness, etc. It was an opportunity for man to psychologically experience the heights of God's wonderful blessing given to them. When man sinned in the Garden of Eden, the enemy, Satan, had a doorway to try and reverse or pervert the intent for each emotion. Where there was peace, there is Satan introduced instability, turmoil, and a personal internal upheaval. Where there was love, the enemy sowed hate. Where there was forgiveness, the enemy introduced offense and unforgiveness. Where there was joy, the enemy introduced sadness and depression. Built into man was the ability to experience all emotions. Yet God did not intend for man to be faced with negative emotions. Rather, this was introduced through sin. Bad emotions, or how bad emotions are established. As I have stated earlier in this lesson, sin often reverses or perverts God's intent or original design for something by giving a place to the devil. For example, Satan was originally proposed to praise God and lead others to praise God. Yet is Satan's act of rebellion, sin against God, caused a reversal or perversion in himself, wherein he now hates God and tries to get others to rebel against God rather than drawing people to God through praise. There are certain emotions that God did not give us, and others that God did not intend to be used incorrectly. For example, we'll take a look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, which says, "For God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." God did not intend for mankind to have an emotion that causes dread, anxiety, and torment, for fear torments us. According to 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, which reads, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear art torment, he that feareth is not made perfect in love." Beloved, the enemy wants to replace the love that we have for God with fear, which would torment us. God has placed in us a reverential fear for him, which speaks of the honor and respect we must give him. But the spirit of fear from the devil misuses this emotion, causing people to be afraid or dread, which was never God's intent. It was sin that introduced this kind of fear and perverted reverential fear. In the book of Genesis, after Adam had sinned, he was afraid. Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 through 10 says, "And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." Beloved, the devil, through sin's doorway, caused the misuse of the emotion of fear immediately after Adam disobeyed God. The enemy also does this with all Christians. He gets you to sin. Then he misuses our emotions against us. All negative emotions began in the Garden of Eden after Adam had sinned. The enemy introduces these thoughts to the psyche or mind to cause doubt or further sin in other areas, which gives him a greater stronghold in our lives. This has caused many people, including many Christians, to become emotional mess. Yet God has a way out through his word. The enemy manipulates emotions. The enemy, Satan, and his demonic army manipulates, perverts, and misuses our emotions that were intended for good to make us sad, depressed, fearful, anxious, angry, rather than forgiving, lustful, lonely, covetous, and more. It is a doorway of our imaginations that he uses to affect our emotions, thus causing us to act out feelings that he has manipulated or misused, rather than us acting in accordance with the word of God. He will speak to your mind and tell you how someone has hurt you or wronged you, trying to get you to imagine how they intentionally did it. He wants you to get into the habit of being led by your emotions, which most often causes greater problems because of the fact that they were misused, thus not functioning properly, causing you to feel or believe something that is often not true, or causing you to not respond in the fashion that God has ordained Christians to respond. Beloved, we are led by the Spirit and not our emotions. So many Christians are led by how they feel. They speak how well they feel. They respond how well they feel. This causes so many problems in the lives of Christians, as well as the body of Christ as a whole. Please get this into your spirit. Christians are not to be led by their feelings or emotions. Rather, they are to be led by God and God alone. Feelings can be deceptive. They can be manipulated. This is why we must make decisions based on the Word of God and be led by the Spirit of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 14 says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." We, the children of God, are led by the Spirit of God and not by our emotions. The Spirit of God does not lead us astray or into error, rather into all truth. For John 16, verse 13 says, "Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." Emotions can be manipulated and lead you to come to conclusions that are not true, but the Spirit of God will lead you into all truth. Beloved, a simple plan against you. The enemy's plan is simple, in that all he wants to do is disqualify you from both heaven and to be used by God on earth. Although his plan is simple, he is yet diverse in how he gets you disqualified. He uses your emotions to cause you to sin, thus disqualifying you for service, and with ultimate hopes of disqualifying you from heaven. Let us call this tragedy of the enemies an emotional attack. He can use many things to get you to respond to his emotional attacks. For example, someone may say something to you, and the enemy will begin to get you upset by saying to you just what did they mean by that command, even though what was said was innocent? They never liked me anyway. He will begin to speak to you as if he were you, but you must not let him do that to you. This causes you now to become offended and angry at someone who did nothing wrong to you. The enemy also tries to shut you down by trying to get you to feel certain ways, and those feelings often are not based on truth. Have you ever been all right emotionally throughout a day, with everything going well, and then all of a sudden you feel angry, sad, fearful, anxious, or discouraged, out of nowhere? Then you have experienced an emotional attack from the enemy. The purpose of an emotional attack is to get you out of an effective spiritual fighting posture wherein you could overcome the enemy and have a victory for yourself as well as for others. Emotional attacks destabilizes you, causing us to be off balance spiritually and lack confidence in who we are and what we are called to do based on our emotions at the time. Emotional attacks are proposed to get your eyes off the Word of God and onto how you are feeling. The emotional battle is intended to move you from righteousness and or overthrow your faith. The enemy knows the basis whereby you have access to God's power, and so he uses your emotions against you to steal it. You must take an active stance against the enemy when he tries to use your emotion to defeat you. You must engage him with your spiritual weaponry and give no place to the devil. Repent from sin, including accepting his manipulations of your emotions or what you did because of it. Bind him and cast him out, and declare the word of God, especially declaring the fruit of the Spirit that you will let flow through you in place of the devil's negative emotions. Stop the cycle. Many people, including Christians, have accepted certain ungodly emotions in their lives because they think that that is just the way they are wired by God. This is wrong assumption. God never intended for you to be depressed. God never intended for you to be angry. God never intended for you to be upset at all times, be anxious, nervous, offended, or full of fear. These are the results of the enemy's perversion of your emotions. And now it is time to do something about it. The enemy has used your emotions against you to stop you far too long, and it is going to start changing for you tonight. Stop the cycle of negative emotions. It is imperative that you first identify emotions that you have that led you to sin by causing you to think or act outside of God's will and overcome them. Don't keep letting your emotions stop you from becoming the spiritual dynamo that God has called you to be. Put on your belt of truth. Examine yourselves honestly and recognize emotions that the enemy uses against you that are negative and cast them down, or don't entertain the thoughts that he sends to manipulate your emotions with the intent to cause you to act incorrectly or in sin. Beloved, when ungodly emotions begin to rise up in you, you must deal with them by not receiving, entertaining, or thinking on them. You must actively cast down the imagination that the enemy is sending you to manipulate your emotions with purpose to get you to sin. After you have cast down the thoughts, after you have cast down the thoughts of the enemy, don't just stand around waiting for another emotional attack. Rather, go after the spirit that tried to introduce negative thoughts to you. If it was anger, then bind and cast out the spirit of anger. If it was rage and wrath, if it was lust, bind the spirit of lust. If it was fornication, adultery, or perversion, bind those spirits. Don't just stand there trying to stop the enemy. Make him run and try and hide from and stop you. Emotions can be crucified along with your flesh. We often hear that we must crucify our flesh, which is true. But the flesh is not crucified alone. When the Word of God tells us to crucify the flesh, it also includes affections, emotions, and lust. Galatians chapter 5, verse 24 says, "And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affection and lusts." The word affection in the Greek is patima, pronounced patama, meaning an emotion or influence. We are instructed here to not only crucify our carnal fleshy appetites, but also our emotions and lust. Not all emotions, rather those that are not of the Lord or negative emotions. Please understand, I am not talking about grieving for a loved one who has passed on, unless the enemy manipulates you to grieve too long. Rather, those emotions that the enemy tries to act on to cause you to sin, either in thought or action. It is a Christian's responsibility to subdue and not submit to emotions that are being manipulated by the enemy. The enemy is diverse regarding how he exploits emotions. As I have stated earlier, the enemy uses our emotions to disqualify us for power when we sin through the doorway of emotion. You can have your emotions, yet your emotions may not lead you to sin. For example, if you are angry, it should not cause you to hit someone or complain, gossip, or talk bad about them, backbiting. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26 says, "Be ye angry, and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath." Sin should never be the result of your emotions. This includes sexual sins that stem from loneliness, being hurt or wounded, or needing emotional security. The enemy often uses our emotions to get us to be sympathetic toward issues or people with issues, especially people who are outside of the will of God, which can lead us to sin or fall into their sin. The enemy uses your love for people to cause you to help them in their sin, thus drawing you in and causing you to be in disobedience to God. He uses your relationship with people to manipulate your emotions by having them talk to you about their issues, causing you to use your feelings or emotions for them to make a decision. The enemy can have someone purposefully cry to get you to do something. The Bible tells us to stand therefore. I encourage you to read Ephesians 6, verse 14a clause. Then the scripture goes on to give this spiritual armor, which is proposed to also fight off the enemy as he attacks through our emotions. The enemy will use people to play on your emotions as long as you put your emotions for people above your submission to God's word. Beloved, God may tell you not to do something, and the enemy will have someone pull on your heartstring of love to get you to disobey God. For example, your children, your spouse, or parents may ask you to do something that God told you not to do. Yet to get you to do it, they may make you feel guilty by saying, "No one ever helps me." Or they may say, "If you love me, then you'll do it for me." The enemy also tries to manipulate your emotions by putting guilt and condemnation upon you, thus neutralizing your confidence to believe God due to your present feeling of unworthiness. Righteous indignation. There are some emotions that we may have that may seem wrong on the surface, yet they are a statement through us of God's position towards someone's sin, such as the case with Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Jesus never expressed emotions that led him to sin, yet he showed emotions. Matthew chapter 21, verses 12 through 13 says, "And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves." Here we see Jesus Christ showing emotions that we will classify as righteous indignation. Webster's New World Dictionary and Thesaurus defines indignation as righteous anger, and it defines the root word indignant as feeling or expressing anger, especially at unjust or mean action. Jesus Christ showed emotion when he put the money changers out of the temple, yet it was not sin. Rather, a holy zeal that was pleasing to God the Father. Jesus Christ also showed emotions when he had compassion on the sick, the afflicted, the impoverished and broken, fruit of the spirits. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 25 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affection and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." The fruit of the Spirit is actually a list of emotions that God recommends, or should result in those filled with the Spirit of God, and they are, number one, love. Love is also called charity. Love is the opposite of selfishness. It is the sentiment that prompts us to think and speak well of others, judge their acts kindly, and make them happy. It is also generosity to the poor, devotion, affection, and fondness. Number two, joy. Joy is gladness. It is a delight of the mind arising from the consideration of a present or assured possession of a future good. Number three, peace. It means a condition of tranquility. Number four, long-suffering. Long-suffering is having patience and being forbearing with others. It's waiting with a good attitude. Number five, gentleness. It means kindness. mildness, lenience, or clemency. God seeks for us to be gentle toward each other, as He has been that way toward us. Goodness, number six, it means benevolence. It also means virtue and righteousness. Number seven, faith. There could be a dual meaning here of faith and faithfulness. It is belief or trust, especially in God, the stability and truth of His Word. It is steadfastness and faithfulness. This word also means loyalty and devotion. Number eight, meekness. Meekness means humility. It is the lowliness of mind. Meekness is when we don't think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think. It often causes us to prefer others to ourselves. It does not mean that you belittle yourself, but causes you to reject vanity and pride. Number nine, temperance. It is self-control or self-restraint. It is the virtue of a person who controls their desires and their passions, not giving in to fleshy or carnal desires. Even good emotions can be manipulated by the devil. David loved his son Absalom, but that love was past the bounds of acceptance. For Absalom was in outright rebellion against David, who was God's chosen king. The enemy used David's love for Absalom to almost rend the kingdom from David's hands. You could read that in 2 Samuel chapters 14 and 19. I encourage you to read it. Deliverance from spirits that manipulate emotions. Many people, including Christians, need deliverance from demonic spirits that have manipulated their emotions. Spirits that manipulate emotions can also be generational, operating in family lines. If you find that your grandmother, mother and daughter all suffer with depression, then it can be a spirit that operates in that family, in which case deliverance is necessary. Once a person is set free from a spirit that had manipulated their emotions, they must act with their will to stand against the manipulation tactics of the enemy to regain its place in their emotions. They will try and assail their minds to get back their position. In heaven, our emotions will function as God had intended or designed, in harmony with Him. Many of God's people are called to have ministries that supernaturally deal with emotional imbalances. We must identify spirits that manipulate the emotions of people as well as ourselves and expel them. The enemy believes that your emotions, as well as the emotions of others, or his playground. Beloved, take charge of your emotions and put the devil out. How do you react to your emotion? As well as the emotions of the people that you minister to is important. This is very, very important. If you respond in sin or in righteousness, will dictate if you will suffer loss or have great victories. Once again, I must caution you, if you respond in sin or in righteousness, will dictate if you will suffer loss or have great victories. Journey, our lesson for tonight was emotions. I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information on tonight's lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Helmand, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. The Word of God is mighty and powerful and is well able to profoundly influence your lives. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you enter into an eternal and unbreakable covenant with God. At that time, all of His promises are available to you if you receive them by faith. And now we come to the end of our lesson for tonight, and we pray that it was a blessing to you. We ask you to join us once again on Wednesday. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. Thank you for tuning in and reminding you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you and good night.